I regularly meet people that know about us through a specific state historic site, and others come to the big museum in Topeka, which is now closed for reinterpretation, but soon to reopen later this year. So this program documents the history, the varied ways that some of these places became a state historic site. And there is a process for doing it now, but with 16 state historic sites, it's not a common occurrence to become a new state historic site.